Let's stand together in reverence to the Word of God, Matthew chapter number 3 and verse number 13. God has all kinds of ways of doing things. And I was meditating on the service today and thinking about the service when God birthed a thought in my heart. I was thinking about the baptizing that we're going to have after a while. We baptized 4 last week, and we're going to baptize at least a couple this morning. I'm not sure exactly how many, but at least a couple. And there's some more that needs to be baptized that I believe will be in the days ahead here shortly. But I was thinking about that, and I got to thinking about when John baptized Jesus. And so I got to meditating on that. I didn't even open my Bible. I just meditating on that. But there was 3 words that stuck out in my mind. And that the 3 words was like a dove. Shoo, I got to chewing on that. The Spirit of God descended, the Word of God said, like a dove. You look at that in the text with me this morning. The Bible said, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him. In other words, John saying, no, no, Lord. He's saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And in verse 15, Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. You know what it looks like to me? Looks like to me that Jesus wouldn't ask us to do something that he wasn't willing to do himself. How about that? Say amen. The Word of God said here, then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending, there's our 3 words, like a dove, and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. It's an honor to have Brother Don McCann with us in the service today, and his precious wife, Linda. And I appreciate these folks, what they stood for through the years. And I'm going to ask Brother Don, if he would, to pray for this preacher, pray for this service, that God have his way. Brother Don, pray for us, please.
Our Heavenly Father, our heart has always been touched and blessed.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, Lord. Not ashamed. Amen, Lord.
I pray, our Father, if there's one in our midst today that's never made that commitment to the Lord, that this day the Holy Spirit would speak to their hearts, bring them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Thank you again for your blessings. We pray your blessing upon the service in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Don. You may be seated this morning. I want to look at this little thought like a dove. Let me say this and open it up this morning. I believe this is important. The Word of God records this in all 4 of the Gospels. Now, the Lord could have recorded it once and it would have still been important. I want to say this morning, why not like a raven? God used a raven to feed Elijah, isn't that right, down by the brook? Why did the Bible say like a dove? How many believes that in the Bible that God has a purpose for every jot, every tittle, every picture that God paints in the Word of God? He paints it perfectly, amen, and he's got a perfect truth and purpose in saying what he says in like a dove. The ravens, they feed on stuff that's dead, but the dove, it feeds on stuff that's alive. Ooh, glory to God. I tell you, that'll help you right there. Say amen. When you get saved by the grace of God, it's time to leave that dead stuff alone. Say amen. And feed on something that's alive. I didn't plan on saying this, but the whole message that I'm preaching today, I can go back to a time in my life, February the 22nd, 1987. I entered the doors of the church house lost. I entered the doors guilty. I entered the doors dirty in my sin. But I tell you something, that night, heaven's dove lit on me. Amen. And I thank God for the difference that heaven's dove has made in my life. I got seven things to preach about. So this is probably going to be one of those messages where it's a good thing that I'm a pastor and I can just cut off somewhere and come back tonight. Amen. I don't know that for sure, but we'll just see how it goes. Brother Howard Robinson said years ago, he said, my sermons are like trains. He said, I can uncouple, take out a car, put it back together, and you'll never know the difference. Say amen. But I tell you what I do want to do. I want to mind God. God has given me some things I believe will help us, amen, along the way. First of all, in the message, the first thing in the message when we're talking about like a dove, it has to do with someone who was pure. It has to do with someone who was pure. The Bible teaches us, beloved, that Jesus was pure. And when you study a dove, doves are commonly white in color. And white in the scripture represents purity or righteousness. The word of God said in Revelation 19 and 8, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the linen, the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. I want you to think about this morning. Had heaven's dove not come, this is typical and symbolic of the Holy Spirit, then beloved, you and I could never be clothed in that spotless garment. We could never be made acceptable, amen, for heaven. We could have never been accepted in the beloved except the Lord Jesus, amen, sent the Holy Spirit. He said, I must needs go away, amen. He had to go away, but he said, I'll send another comforter. And thank God it speaks of someone who is pure. The Bible said in Hebrews 7:26, for such a high priest became us, who was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. In Hebrews 4:15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let me tell you something. Listen to me carefully. Hollywood or anybody else in this world that tries to portray the Lord Jesus as having a wicked thought or doing a wicked deed, beloved, let me tell you something. They're lying. And they're, my friend, they're of their father, the devil, and he is the father of a lie. Amen. Our Savior, beloved, listen, the reason God could open heaven and the Spirit of God descend like a dove is because, listen, the one that was being put under the water was pure. He was holy. He was harmless. He was undefiled. He was separate from sinners. And he's a picture of what you and I ought to be. We ought to be raised to walk in the newness of life when we're baptized, amen, and saved by the grace of God. Doves have an excellent knack for adapting themselves to almost any environment. That's just something that I learned as I studied the dove. There's only two places I believe that we don't find the dove, and that would be in extreme conditions like a desert or in the Antarctic. Everywhere else in the world, the dove can be found, and he adapts himself. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? Let me just say this to you. Beloved, the world is wicked, but when heaven's dove came down in the world, beloved, he didn't mean that he adapts himself and he becomes wicked. Oh, no, he stays pure. He's still white. He's still right. And it doesn't matter where he is, amen. He's working in the hearts and lives of people. It doesn't matter if it's Africa or if it's Asia or if it's China or if it's the Philippines or if it's Canada or Mexico or the United States or South America. Wherever he's working, amen, thank God, he is still the same as when he descended there upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He's pure. The Bible said in Matthew 10 and 16, speaking of God's disciples, his servants, said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I want you to know God wants us to be pure. Amen. It's a picture of purity. This has to do with someone who is pure. Praise God, the Holy Spirit is pure. Praise God, the Savior of the world is pure. Secondly, in the message today, boy, I love this. It has to do with someone who was poor. Oh, beloved friend, listen, I never thought about these truths before, but you think about the dove was the offering of the poor man. Listen to me carefully. Well, glory to God, I'm about to shout and I ain't even got there yet. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Leviticus, and if he not be able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring for his trespass which he hath committed two turtle doves or two young pigeons unto the Lord, one for a sin offering and one for a burnt offering. That was the poor man's offering back in the book of Leviticus, a man that couldn't even afford a lamb. Glory, glory, glory. I tell you, it don't matter who you are, where you're from. It doesn't matter whether you've got $10 million or you don't have two nickels to rub together. Aren't you glad God made a way? And the Holy Spirit of the living God, like a dove, came down. And he had the poor in mind. Amen. Thank God for that this morning. Think about this. Two turtle doves were the offering given by Mary and Joseph when they presented Jesus as a baby. Think about that. Two turtle doves. The Bible said in the hearts, it teaches us in the hearts and minds of the people of God, doves were associated with sacrifice. Now let me give you this. I'm talking about it has to do with someone who was poor. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse number 9. Think about this. The Bible said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many of y'all know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? The Word of God said that though he was rich. Well, glory to God. The Word of God said that, my friend, he became poor. For your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. One old preacher stood at the back door. He said, I want everybody to shake my hand. And he said, then when you leave, he said, I want you to tell everybody you shook hands with a poor boy that's got everything. I want you to know, beloved, this morning, if you have the Lord Jesus living in your heart, beloved, you are rich this morning. Amen. And if you don't have him, then you're like the church at Laodicea. You don't know that you're poor and miserable and blind and naked. Oh, thank God when that dove, like a dove, the Holy Spirit descends like a dove. It's speaking about someone who was poor. Oh, beloved friend, think about that. The feathers of a dove. I thought about this. Well, let me give you this verse of scripture here. It said, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him. How many remembers when the poor man cried? Oh, glory to God. Amen. I was bankrupt when I come to Jesus. Somebody said, give your heart to Jesus. What's he need with that? Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. Listen, when you come to Jesus, you have nothing to give. You're dead in your trespasses and sin, but you have he quickened. And thank God, it's not about us giving him something when we get saved. It's about him giving us everything, giving us eternal life. Then you can turn around and dedicate your life to the cause of Christ. Oh, beloved friend, the feathers of a dove. Think about that. How many remember when you were a poor man and you cried and the Lord heard you and delivered you out of all of your troubles? I thought about this. This is something I learned. How many's ever seen a picture of a dove? I want you to pay attention to something the next time you look at a picture of a dove. All the other fowls, their feathers on their wings point towards the back. But you look at a picture of a dove with its wings out. I'm about to shout. All of his feathers are pointed towards his head. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost don't speak of himself. The Holy Ghost is not about magnifying himself. The Holy Ghost is about pointing people to the head, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And no wonder the Word of God said the Spirit descended like a dove upon him when he was baptized in the River Jordan. It has to do with someone who was pure. It has to do with someone who was poor. Let me give you this morning. It has to do with someone who offers peace. The Word of God teaches us, beloved, and listen, if you study a dove, they're a bird that is associated with peace and gentleness and humility. These were all attributes that marked the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this now. In Genesis chapter 8 and verse number 7, I'll get into this a little bit later in the message, but this is the first mention of a dove in the Word of God. Listen to me carefully, beloved. When you're studying the Bible and something's mentioned for the first time, it's important that you study that out. God's usually going to tell you something and teach you something that will carry through all the way through the Bible. Amen. And God's going to teach us something about the dove. In Genesis 8, 7, he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. And he sent forth a dove. The raven didn't come back. The raven was content just to soar until the waters, are you listening, dried up from the earth. But then Noah, he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. Let me tell you something about the dove. It speaks of rest. It speaks of a resting place. How many remembers when you could find no rest? Amen. I'm telling you, I looked in every nook and cranny in this world and could not find rest. But one day heaven's dove came to where I was and offered me a place to park. Hallelujah. He took me by a hill called Calvary, by a cross where the Lord Jesus died for my sin. And I want to thank God that I found rest and peace in him this morning. Thank the Lord for that rest. The Bible said here, but the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. And she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her. Glory to God, I want you to think about this, and pulled her into the ark. I tell you, I read that last night, and I just got beside myself. Oh, I thank God there was a day when I had no rest, but heaven's dove came, amen, and my Savior took a hold of me and pulled me into the ark. Now I'm safe forevermore. Judgment's coming upon this world, but thank God I'll be gone. I'll be at home with Jesus when the judgment falls in the tribulation hour upon this world. Think about that. The Bible said, and he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth a dove. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. I'll have something to say about that in a minute. The dove has to do with someone who offers peace. Let me tell you something this morning. A lot of people are looking for peace in a lot of different places. There's only one way you'll find peace in this world. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll never be introduced to him apart from heaven's dove, the precious Holy Spirit. I tell you what we've got, I believe with all of my heart. In the late 60s and 70s and 80s, Baptist churches were competing with one another. We'll give you a hot dog if you'll ride our bus. Well, we'll give you two hot dogs. Well, we'll give you two hot dogs and an ice cream. Amen. You understand what I'm talking about. And repeat this little prayer. Do you believe this? Do you believe that? Do you believe this? I'm going to tell you something. It's one thing to believe in the heart. It's another thing just to believe in the head. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, there was a gospel being presented without repentance. And a lot of people, beloved, listen, you can't join the family of God. You must be born into the family of God. And beloved, to be born again, it takes a work of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. To do that in every heart. In every life. Listen, you talk about peace. Think about this. The Bible said, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus came, amen. Listen, he is God's Prince of Peace. Like a dove. And the Bible said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. The Bible said, esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Let me just say this morning, something I learned about a dove. The dove has keen eyesight. Very, very keen eyesight. It can see very well. Let me tell you something, beloved, listen. Heaven's dove can look this morning and see things that pastor cannot see. He knows what's in your heart. He knows if you have peace in your heart. He knows if there's any envy or jealousy or malice or hatred in your heart. I've been preaching for years. It's not the sins of the flesh that's killing our churches. It's the sins of the Spirit. I'm talking about jealousy. Amen. I'm talking about, beloved, listen, the things that you cannot see, but the precious Holy Ghost hath keen eyesight, and he knows what's in every heart and every life this morning. Oh, beloved friend, like a dove. No wonder the Word of God said, like a dove, the Spirit of God descended upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you this morning. We're doing real good. Amen. I'm excited about heaven's dove, aren't you? Glory to God. Amen. I'm excited about heaven's dove. The dove has keen eyesight. He searches. The Word of God said he searches all things. And the Bible talks about, beloved, listen, the fruit of the Spirit is love. When he looks down in there this morning, does he see love? When he looks down in there this morning where pastor can't see, does he see joy? When he looks down in there, does he see peace? Does he see gentleness? Does he see a person that's long-suffering, a person with temperance, a person with meekness, a person with faith, a person with goodness? I'm telling you this morning, beloved, listen, you and I better remember the Holy Ghost can see what man cannot see. He sees into every part of our life. Amen. I believe this morning. There are people that they welcome the Lord in their life, and yet there be times when they've got a room in their heart with a little sign on it that says, do not disturb. Let me tell you something right now. Beloved, listen, that'll never work. You'll never be sold out for Christ. You can't divide your heart up like that. I'm telling you, Christ is looking this morning through heaven's dove's eyes. They're keen, and he can see what's in our hearts this morning. Number four this morning, it has to do with someone who was pure. It has to do with someone who was poor. It has to do with someone who offers peace. But let me give you this morning. It has to do with someone who has power. Now listen. You might not be able to go with me this morning on this point right here. I won't be dogmatic. But of all the leaves that dove could have carried back to Noah, I'm not going to be dogmatic. I'm not going to be dogmatic where the Bible's not dogmatic. But I know about oak leaves, and I know about the apple tree, and I know about the pear tree, and I know about the oaks, and I know about the maples, and I know about the poplars. But of all the leaves that dove could carry back to that ark, Brother Gary carried a leaf off of an olive tree. I believe there's something to be thought about right here. Let me tell you something, beloved. Listen, that olive tree, listen, that olive was, the oil was pressed out of that olive. I'm talking about the Spirit of God speaking of power. Beloved, listen, the menorah there in the tabernacle that was lit, that's the kind of oil that was put into it. Are you listening to me this morning? The Bible said you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. I believe, beloved, listen, that even in the first mention of the dove in the Word of God, that olive leaf is speaking of the power that no one else can furnish except the Spirit of the living God. Oh, beloved friend, he has the power. Listen, how many can say, preacher, my heart was hard? The Word of God said, the Word of God is like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces. I'm telling you what, you put the hammer in the hands of the Holy Ghost, I don't care how hard a man's heart is, he has the ability to break that man's heart and break that man's will. And beloved, help that man to see his need of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are 9 main feathers. Listen, let me mention this first of all. Not only in the olive branch, we see that oil in the menorah, but it was also that oil that was used to anoint the prophet, used to anoint the priest. In the Old Testament, it was used, beloved, listen, to anoint the kings. I believe with all of my heart, he's speaking of power. There are 9 main feathers on the left and the right wings of the dove. There are also 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Maybe all this is just coincidence, but I don't believe in that in the Word of God. Say amen. I believe, listen, those feathers, there's nine of them. There's nine of them. There's nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, the ninefold fruit of the Holy Spirit. And beloved, listen, not only that, there's five main feathers in the tail of the dove. You listen to me this morning. I just want to thank my God. The tail is the rudder. That's the one that's steering the thing. I'm going to tell you something right now. Here's how we need to pray around Bible Way. God, don't let the deacon steer this thing. God, don't let the pastor steer this thing. But God, let the blessed Holy Ghost of heaven breathe on this thing and steer this thing in the direction He wants it to go in. Beloved, God gave the church, what did He say, apostles. He gave the church evangelists. He gave the church pastors. He gave the church prophets and teachers. I'm telling you, these were the gifts of God. Amen. To steer the church under the direction of the blessed Holy Ghost. They assist in the balance and the direction and flight, just as the fivefold ministry gifts in the church balance at the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm starting to understand just a little bit more why the Word of God said, like a dove. The Spirit descended like a dove on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you this morning. It has to do with someone who was pleased. We've given you four things so far. It has to do with someone who was pure, someone who was poor, someone who offers peace, and then someone who has power. But it also has to do with someone who was pleased. The Word of God said in low a voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Now you listen to me this morning. Listen to me. We're not baptizing Jesus this morning. That happened years ago, a little over 2,000 years ago. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You listen to me and you hear me well right here. Every time a sinner turns loose of a pew, turns loose of their sin, every time a sinner comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, number one, they had to be brought that way by the blessed Holy Spirit. But I want you to know there's a Father in heaven that's pleased. Every time a saint of God obeys the Lord, every time a child of God says, "You know what, Lord, You told me to be baptized, I'm going to be baptized, and I'm going to do it just like You said," I'm going to tell you there's a Father in heaven that's pleased. Are you listening to me this morning? Every child of God that gets up in the morning and says, "Lord, I want You to lead me through this day. And Lord, if You give me a week, I want You to lead me through this week." I want you to know there's a Father in heaven that's pleased when we operate in the power of the Spirit of God, looking to Him for direction, looking for Him, looking to Him for the purpose in our lives. Beloved, it has to do with Jesus being pleased, the Father being pleased. At the baptism, it pleased the Lord to bless Him. And at Calvary, it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. You say, why would God bruise His Son? So He could bless His church. The Bible said, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He hath put Him to grief. When thou shalt make His soul an offering for sin, He shall see His seed. He shall prolong His days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in His hand. Oh, I tell you, there was that day heaven's dove came down, and it pleased the Lord to bless the Lord Jesus. But it also pleased the Lord to bruise the Lord Jesus. He was bruised that you and I might be blessed. Rejoicing in the presence of the angels, the Word of God said, over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 just persons who need no repentance. It pleases the Lord when a person responds to heaven's dove. Beloved, this morning God may be speaking to somebody about service. Maybe God's speaking to somebody about surrender. Whatever God's speaking to you about, it pleases the Lord when you say, "Speak, Lord, for Thy servant heareth Thee." Lord, I don't want to live my life unto myself. I want to live my life unto my Savior. I tell you, listen, you talk about revival. Beloved, that'll be revival in a person's heart and in a person's life. Let me give you a couple more things and I'll be done. God's going to help me to get through this morning. I appreciate it. Let me give you this. Number six, it has to do with someone who may perish. You say, "Preacher, I don't understand how you could get that out of a dove." Well, it's just something I learned. Is it okay to study? Is it okay to learn along the way? If it's not, I'll just quit and go to the house. Amen. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. He's still working on me. I thank God he is. I'd have given up on me a long time ago, but he's still working in my life. Here's something that I learned about the dove. The dove can easily be spooked by strange noises. It is said that a dove will return to the same spot a couple of times when hearing a strange noise, but he will not return a third time to that same location. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? I'll tell you what's got to do with something. Beloved, listen to me. The Bible said in the book of Genesis, my spirit will not always strive with man. And I'm going to tell you something, Brother Grizzle. When the Spirit of God is so kind to come and speak to someone's heart, and they over and over and over again hear that someone say, no, go away. Go away. That's a strange noise to heaven's dove. And I'm going to tell you, beloved, listen, I don't know when it is, I don't know who it is, but I do know this, you can step across God's deadline and live for 50 more years, but die without God, because heaven's dove has been so vexed that he will not come back again. I believe with all of my heart, it's a dangerous thing to say no to heaven's dove. It has to do with someone who may perish. God said to Noah, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Beloved, there will come a time when heaven's dove will no longer return. Not one person can be saved apart from the wooing and the working of the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, there's buildings being filled up everywhere. Mega churches. Let me tell you something right now, beloved. Listen to me. Most of it's flesh. You let John the Baptist preach one message and most of it, and it'd be like shooting them with a shotgun. They'd scatter everywhere. Amen. You preach one message on repentance. Preach one message on Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, a lot of them, beloved, they'd go south if you just took the drums out. They're marching to the beat of this world. Something that pumps up the flesh. Don't do nothing for the Spirit. I'm telling you, God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth, the Word of God said. Beloved, listen. In John 6:44, Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. This preacher still believes that. It's an old-fashioned truth, but it'll still work today. We need to beg God. Beg God to deal with hearts through the precious Holy Spirit. Then let me give you this. It's last, but it's definitely not least. It has to do with someone, with leading someone to a place. Now, how many's ever heard of something called a homing pigeon? In many languages, the pigeon and the dove are the same word in many languages. They're of the same family. But let me give you something. Beloved, listen, I'm going somewhere, and there's somebody leading me to that place. That's the precious Spirit of the living God. Doves and pigeons, you can drop them off in a place they've never been before, and they'll find their way home. You say, preacher, how come you can stand and say you're heaven bound with the hammer down? I'll tell you why. Because there's somebody living in me that knows the way home. He knows where home is. He knows when I'm going home. And he's going to see me all the way through till I get home. Let me give you a couple of things. The pigeon and the dove are often used interchangeably. In many languages, I told you, they're translated the same. Heaven's dove is looking forward to going home. The Bible said in Isaiah 38:14, I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. The Bible talks about in Romans 8, beloved, listen, that the whole creation, it groans and travails. I'm telling you, listen, I never thought about this till this study, but thank God Jesus looked forward to going back and sitting down at the right hand of the Father. Don't you think the Holy Ghost is looking forward to leaving this sin-benighted world and going home? He's going to take his bride with him, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about this for just a moment. It's about leading us to a place. This world is not our home. I thought about this. The Bible said the Spirit, likewise the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what's the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints. Doves mate for life. Thank God. I said praise God. You say, preacher, why are you praising the Lord? The Bible said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of redemption. He didn't come in my heart for a day. He didn't come in my heart for a week. He didn't come in my heart and life for a year. He didn't come in my heart for a decade. But he came in for life. Glory to God. Amen. And he's going to escort me to the house one day after a while. I want you to think about this. Beloved, some things I learned. The exact way a home and pigeon find the way home has long been debated. Various studies suggested techniques such as an internal compass, low frequency sound, sound wave, environmental mapping, using the Earth's magnetic field, and even memorizing the way home are all plausible possibilities. Regardless of how the pigeon finds its way home or the dove, their ability to find their way home is nothing short of incredible. Listen to this. In the late 1800s, the most heroic record flight was from a pigeon that was released in Africa that took 55 days to get home to England, traveling over a staggering 11,000 kilometers. Pigeons can fly at an altitude of 6,000 feet and an average speed of 77.6 miles per hour. The fastest recorded speed for a pigeon is 92.5 miles an hour. Can I tell you something? Let you in on a little secret. I'm fixing to fly faster than that. The Word of God said in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, I'm going to be out of here and over there. Because of who lives in my heart and in my life, the precious Holy Spirit. Heaven's dove lives in me. And because he does, I'm going to find my way home. I'll be leaving at the speed called the twinkling of an eye. It's in my heart to say this morning. Thank you, Lord, for sending heaven's dove. For without him, I've never been able to know you. I would never been able to please you. And I would have never been able to be in heaven with you. I say, like a dove, hallelujah. What a Savior. Thank God the Spirit of God came by one day and introduced me to the best friend I've ever had in this world, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know him? I said, do you know him? Do you love him? You know what I believe? Brother Ralph, the singing in the congregation was a little weak this morning. See, I had my hearing aids in. Y'all think you can hide out behind me when I ain't got my hearing aids in. But I could tell, Brother Ralph, on that congregational song, they wasn't singing like they're supposed to. Now, y'all out there that wasn't singing like you're supposed to, say amen. All right, then, say, oh, me. I ain't dumb. I'm going to tell you what I believe this morning. I believe when people come in our church, there ought to be enthusiasm that they sense that we love our Savior and that we're grateful that heaven's dove came to live in the likes of you and in the likes of me, and that we're somebody and we're going somewhere. The blessing in my heart is this. Before the sun goes down this evening in the west, the Son of God may step out in the east. Say it's enough. Come on home, youngins. Come on home. Are you ready this morning if he were to call you? Sister Kathy, I know. Brother Arnold and me agree we're ready for that new body. I told Brother Ralph this morning I about busted when they're singing the song, I'm redeemed. Maybe I grieved the Holy Spirit, but I wanted to jump up so bad and say, I'm redeemed. Back yonder there was a redemption. I'm being redeemed. But thank God I'm waiting the redemption of the body. Amen. And it's coming just as sure as I was redeemed on February the 22nd, 1987. Just as sure as God saved me, He's coming back. Going to take me home. You say, I don't know why y'all do what you do. I don't know why people put 10% of their money into an offering. I don't know why this church gives 35% of its money to missions. I don't know why you'd want to go on top of that and start supporting more missionaries. I tell you what, we want more people to meet heaven's dove. We want more people to be saved. We want more people to go with us to the city of God. Let's bow for prayer this morning.